We have a club ambassador for Huddersfield Town over in the EPL, Andy Booth, legendary player, scored over 150 goals for Huddersfield over two spells in the 90s and 2000s. Thanks for joining us, Andy.
No problem at all, Josh. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Huddersfield, a historic club, really proud pre-war history. What has it done for the town to have their club back in the top flight for the first time since 1972?
It's had a massive effect on the, obviously, the club, the supporters, and all the town. Yeah, I was born in 1973, so I just missed it when we were back in the top flight. And so, obviously, my dad talked all about that, because I was a Huddersfield fan before I was lucky enough to play for them. So I've never seen it as good as it has been this year, and it's been brilliant. It really has. The quality of players we've got now, the quality of performance we have on the field, the manager, the coaching staff, and the club's just gone from probably a top of the League One club to an established Premier League club now in just over 18 months, which has been an unbelievable change.
And there were some fantastic scenes at Stamford Bridge when Huddersfield secured that point that confirmed their Premier League survival. What an achievement and what a moment. Were you in attendance there at the Chelsea game?
I wasn't, no. We do a charity bike ride every year for a local charity, the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, and it was the ninth charity bike ride, and we was in Belgium and France commemorating our ex-footballers who died in World War One at the war graves. So I was in a youth hostel in France. Our chairman and chairman's wife do the ride, but obviously Dean went to watch Chelsea and then flew back on the Thursday. So I was sat in a youth hostel with Annette, Dean's wife, watching the game streamed live onto a bedsheet on the wall. And I've got to admit, I've watched a lot of football in my time in my career, but them last 20 minutes were the most nerve-wracking I've ever felt. There was so much depending on it and relying on it.
Oh, fantastic. It was just such a wonderful moment. And it's such an amazing achievement for the Terriers, given that they're competing at such a financial disadvantage. How have they managed to stay up this season?
The one thing they've said is teamwork. At the beginning of the season, every journalist, every television pundit backed us to go down. So even the fans and probably the players, our expectations was we're going to have one season, we're going to really enjoy it, and obviously at the end of it, hopefully not, but probably get relegated. So we just went on to enjoy the ride, but the longer it went on, everybody realised how much they started to enjoy it and how much they wanted to be part of the Premier League, and it would have been terrible if we had got relegated. But it's been a fantastic season for everybody, and the reason, as I said, the reason is it's teamwork. We can't compete with the quality player that a lot of the teams have got, and most teams in the Premier League have got one, if not two, top players. But you look at our team. We've got a great players. But it's the teamwork. And David Wagner, obviously our head coach, puts a lot of work in the training ground. And it's through hard work that we get them results. And he's carefully planning and his strategic planning.
You mentioned David Wagner, obviously a key factor behind Huddersfield's successes this season. A really tactically astute manager, seems a great source of motivation to the players, and also a pretty intense character. Is he as intense and wound up in person as he seems on the sidelines?
No, he's not. No. He's just a genuine guy. He's such a lovely bloke. He'll talk to anybody. He'll give time of the day to anybody. He's very passionate about football, and obviously when you see him on a match day, that's when his work begins. That's the business day, and that's the most important. So yeah, he probably does come over in very intense for you, but he just loves the game, and he loves being part of obviously the Premier League. And being part of Huddersfield Town, and as a club, we're very lucky to have him.
Well, that's good news for his blood pressure as much as anything. I'm glad he's not so wound up all throughout the week. But Australian fans have been, Australian fans have been following the fortunes of Huddersfield Town pretty closely this season due to the presence of Aaron Moy in the starting 11. He's a real success story for the A-League, given how well he played at Melbourne City, transferring over to Manchester City and then to Huddersfield and helping the team get promoted and now playing a key role in the Premier League. How important has Aaron Moy's influence been on the team this season?
It's been massive. Ever since Aaron came to the club last season, he's probably the best player we've ever had at the club. What a great player, great guy, and you could just tell as soon as he came in, and his performances last year to get us promoted. Every game, I think he was. I think somebody told me out of the 22 games at home, it was named man of the match 18 times, and that's the influence we had on the championship. And he just stepped up to the Premier League so easy. And I feel sorry for him because his workload is unbelievable. Obviously, last year he played 40 odd games in the championship, and every time we had an international break, he's flying back to Australia or he's going to Singapore or Malaysia to play away games, and then he'd be flying back on the Friday, playing again on the Saturday, and then obviously we played in the championship final, so he had to have an extra month there. Went straight to the Confederations Cup in Russia, so the poor lad's not had a break for two years, and obviously now he'll be heading. I think I was talking to him on Sunday, and he said he's got a week off before meeting with the Australian side. So he's just had non-stop football for 2 years, but he's been brilliant for the club, and his performances on it has been probably what's kept us up. And as a guy, I don't know if you know, he's probably the quietest, shyest guy you'll ever get to meet.
Yeah, he really comes out of his shell when he's on the field, but off the field, yeah, very humble, very shy, and obviously, you know, high praise from you. His work rate is, his workload over the past 2 years, as you said, has been unbelievable. Will the Huddersfield Town fans be adopting Australia as their second team in the FIFA World Cup, just as many of the Australian fans have adopted Huddersfield Town as their second team in the Premier League?
They will, and this is where Huddersfield Town, how far we've come over the last season. I think that we've not had anybody in internet playing for the full England since Trevor Cherry, I think in early 1970s. So now we're going to a World Cup. Yeah, we've got no English players playing in the World Cup, but we've got Jonas Lossel and Zanka playing for Denmark. We've got Flo Adjian and I playing for Switzerland, and then Aaron Moy, obviously. So we've got teams now we can support other than England, and definitely we'll all be open. Aaron has and Australia have a fantastic competition, but selfishly we want him to have an holiday as well. So we don't want him to do. We want him to have 3 or 4 weeks break before he comes back to training for us for next season. So a bit selfish, but hey, anybody with Aaron Moy in the team will do well.
Well, the Huddersfield fans will be torn then, with two of their players playing for Denmark, and Denmark obviously facing off against Australia in Group C.
That'll be interesting, won't it? And I'm sure that Aaron and the two lads will have had a bit of banter between themselves before they set off, and that's great for Huddersfield to have international players playing in the World Cup now. Just shows where we've come from in such a short space of time.
And I just wanted to ask you something. This is from your Wikipedia page, so I'm not sure how well-sourced this information is, but it says that your registration is kept by the club in case you're required on the pitch in future. Is that true?
Don't believe everything you read at Wikipedia. I've got to admit, when I retired in 2009, they kept my registration. I officially retired, but the club kept my registration just for the next season, and just in case, because I trained a little bit with the team, because I was still involved with the club, so I trained a few times, so I could have played. I was asked a couple of times, but I couldn't had not trained enough to be able to play that season. So it's just a matter of somebody's probably not taken off Wikipedia that, unless my registration is still is. I'm saying that I might go and see the manager today and see if he still needs me for next season then.
Well, we'll see if there's an injury crisis next season, if they'll be asking you to strap on the boots again and get out there in the Premier League.
We would be in trouble. We'd be in massive trouble if you see me running out.
And there's some pretty well-resourced and big clubs set to come up from the Championship next season. Obviously, Wolverhampton got a lot of money behind them. Aston Villa, potentially, and also Cardiff City as well. So it could be a tough season next year as well. What does the club need to do to cement their long-term Premier League status going forward?
We've just got to do exactly the same as we've done this year. There's going to be more expectation on us, obviously, staying up. But I think this season's going to be more difficult. You look at the teams coming up. Wolves are going to have plenty of money to spend. Cardiff, under one of my ex-managers, Neil Warnock, he'll love the Premier League and he'll love upsetting teams. So they'll probably be tipped to be one of the favourites to be relegated, but he'll have a big say, will Neil, in the Premier League next season. And then obviously who comes up out of the Villa and Fulham, two big clubs again, and we'll have money to spend. So it's going to be even more difficult next season. And clubs will have had a look at us as well. The top teams will know how we play. They'll know a little bit more about David Wagner and his teams. So I think it'll be more difficult. But David will love that. He loves his challenges, and he'll be working on it already. I know the lads are going on holiday now, but he'll be starting working and preparing for how to make sure we stay in the Premier League again. Because once we're in it, we don't want to get out of it.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the program, and we look forward to checking in with you again next season sometime.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me on.
That was Andy Booth, club legend, ambassador for Huddersfield Town in the Premier League. Scored over 150 goals for them in the 90s and 2000s. But we can confirm he will not be turning out for the team next season in case of injury crisis.